from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I'm gonna watch it. Believe me, I really love it.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
My man, the chef.
Get I know him everything.
On. Who could get him on?
If I could.
Well, you can't.
If I could share with you all the respect that he has for me, it would blow you away. It would just blow you away. Hey, join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park. That's a big boy course, my friends. Friday, September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament. It benefits the Autism Society of the San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 957thegame.com to learn more. It's presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company, which reminds me, it's a Friday, so we'll have our What's Bugging You segment at 2 o'clock. 2-2-2. I owe Curry nothing.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Guru.
We want to do it later. We want to do it now.
What? The ancestry?
Yeah. What? Time for the legal. Boy, you are out of your vacation.
No.
Okay.
As long as we...
All right, I'll make it quick. So, my dad's parents are from Texas, Bullard, Texas.
Okay.
So, you can see I got nice hair. And the Johnson.
What does being from Texas have to do with
I'm
hair?
I'm about to tell you. I'm about to tell you. So, my grandmother, Inez Johnson, lived to be 100, Donnie. For so long, we were told she was half Indian, Cherokee.
Okay.
And... In the community,
Native
in
American.
The black community, you know, if you see somebody nice hair, not always, you'd say, oh, okay, you got some Indian in you or whatever. But we always said, oh, Goo, you got that Indian in you. And Native Norm's American. Mom, everybody in the family had just this beautiful hair. Hers
sure.
came down to her fanny,
oh,
right?
Beautiful.
So Norm, now that we got kids, I guess they got something to where if your kids have a certain amount of Native American in them, you can get your tuition, your college tuition paid for.
All right.
So for umpteen years, Goo, my boy Reg B, we have, you got that Indian in you, or anybody,
Native
you know,
American.
Whatever, Native American,
sure.
Cherokee, Choctaw, whatnot. I just assumed, and my parents told me. Now, I'll never forget, I'm on summer vacation in Texas. Me and my grandmother, she's about 85, we're bonding, and she shows me, Stani, a picture of her dad who was a slave. Okay. But in this picture, and she talked about how he would come home, a slave, not all the way, you know, you go to work, the webs that she would, they would work on her dad with when he would come home. I was like, wow.
I'm sorry, the what?
The whips from the...
Oh, the whips. Yeah, okay. The, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead. I was not...
So I said, Grandma, this... Your dad looks white. It was a black and white picture. I go, he looks like a white man. And she responded like, no, he's not white. And, but I'm looking at the picture like, Grandma, I'm looking at the picture like, whoa, this looks... Your dad looks right. White. So we just... Left it there, and I told my dad, I said, yeah, Granny, Grandma showed me a picture of her dad. It looked like a white man. Nobody had an answer. Nobody said anything. So years go down, and 2 years ago, Norm, because Mia's smelling the tuition money for the kids, and we're Indians, so we're trying to get the percentage.
Native American.
He goes to Ancestry.com. What do you think comes back?
I have no idea.
There's no Indian white.
Native American.
The white, though. Why would we had like, I forget the percentage, I'm going to have them call. There was no drop of Indian in our.
Native American.
It was white. So it was white. Are you listening to this?
I'm blown away.
We're blown away. So all the Indian stuff was invalid. It was actually white. And that goes back to that photo my grandma showed me. That, Granny, your grandma, my great-grand, he was white. So they had on Norman Johnson's Ancestry.com, which we're trying to get the proof for the tuition of how much Indian blood we had in us. It Native was American. White blood. So okay. We had white lineage in the Johnson tree. Incredible.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're so telling me.
So when Evan said it's wrong, I'm like, I told my pops, like, maybe they got this one wrong. No Choctaw, no Cherokee, no Native American. White.
So, can I ask you this?
So the can jokes I, are coming. I get it.
The well, Caucasians.
Oh yeah, I was talking.
So, 3 years ago,
when two and we, a half. This two.
When, no, but when we, 2 years ago, when you and I stood in front of our entire sales department,
boy.
And we were asked, what do you think makes the show work?
Yes, but Donnie's black.
And I said, well, I think a part of it is...
Oh, this was the worst.
Guru's black. And I'm white. Are you telling me I was wrong?
No, you're not wrong, because I don't believe the report, but I got to get Norm to call. We're all still stunned. Like,
that was incredible.
Where's the Indian? What happened?
Native American.
Yeah, help me out. But Stani, I couldn't believe it. Oh boy. Yeah.
We cannot let the Bay Area know Norm there's call. Two white guys doing 10-2 on 95.7 the game where this is gonna be
Stani
a big
is they were wrong. They got it wrong. But I saw that picture of my grandmother's dad. Stani, I said it to her. We had one of our last conversations. I said, Grandma. She said, nah, honey.
By the way, you mentioned the Cherokee.
Yeah, Choctaw Cherokee.
You ever remember Sonny and Cher? Cherokee yeah. People, great song.
Might have been
Cherokee
before
people. I can't remember the other words.
But like you guys know, Babe Ruth was Puerto Rican, right?
No, they I said did not he got know some. That. I heard Babe was black. Seriously, oh. I read the whole. You heard that too, Evan?
Yes, I did read that. I think that.
No, I'm being real. That was a whole little thing out there. I was like, what? But if you read,
yes, Donnie,
I gotta have Norm call.
Revisionist history.
He won't call.
Does he listen every day?
No.
Well, anyway.
He's tired of my voice. But, Stani, I'm telling you, man, we couldn't believe it. So I believe Ancestry.com got it wrong.
Looking at you, I believe they did also.
That's a four, Evan. Wow. Man, oh, man, oh, that thing boy. Came back with not a lick of Native American.
Back to Hushmanzada. Yeah.
You wanted to hear it.
I did.
What do you think Hushmanzada is?
Hey, we got to stop.
I'm just kidding.
Well, LeSean McCoy was on TV saying his mother said that he had some beautiful hair. So he was giving them the business about it on the show. And they were just laughing.
Oh, my gosh. Let's get back to Hoosh. TJ Hushmanzada. What? How would you refer to him? kind of Brandon Ayuk's, I don't know if mentor. He's a mentor.
Yeah, that's what I, friend slash mentor.
Okay. What's going on with the Steelers and Brandon Ayuk? Houshmandzadeh was asked, does he want to be a Steeler?
I told him this, like, if I got a pick, I'm staying with the Niners. Why wouldn't you? And so it's up to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. And hold up. What's the owner's name?
Jed York.
Jed York. You listen to this, Jed York. Make it happen, Jed York. Don't let feelings come into place when it's business. You can't let your feelings get in the middle of business. Get it done. It sucks when another team appreciates your talent more than the team that drafted you. Because, oh, we want you. Well, show me. Why you want me to take less? You're not giving anybody else less. You didn't give any. Who else played on their five contract? Bosa didn't. Debo didn't. Why do I have to? Players look at things like that. And you just want to be fairly compensated. B.A. had 105 targets. I believe CeeDee Lamb led the league in 171 targets, I believe. So he had.
All right. So
I love him. God bless him, starting. But I feel like that's falling on deaf ears. He's saying it all right, but the other party, people saying my score is over 700 now. My credit score. But Stoney, hey, listen to this. It's not penetrating them, though.
Well, first
he's
of all,
right, man.
My bad.
What happened? What you do?
Sonny and Cher didn't sing Cherokee People.
Help me out,
Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Yeah. Oh boy,
I was thinking of a song called, I believe, Half Breed. Sonny and Cher. Remember this one?
I'm gonna lay out.
Remember this?
I'm gonna lay out. Yeah, yeah.
Remember this one? Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We hear from the people of the town they call it. Remember?
No, I don't.
All right. Hey, I love to funnel this kind of question to you because you know football. Do you like? I'm gonna name a player. Tell me if you like him.
All right.
Juju Smith-Schuster.
I do.
He's available.
But I got to tell you this. The Niners were complete at that position. That's why I didn't like the addition of Ricky Pearsall. So has that been a lie? Was I lied to? Where are we going with this Niner receiving core that I thought so much of to where it seems like behind closed doors, Kyle and John feel like they need an enhancement? Or one guy might not even be around? Just a thought I had.
Yeah. Let's talk more about the Steelers with Houshmandzadeh. Right.
I told him this, like, if I got a pick, I'm staying with the Niners. Why wouldn't you? And so it's up to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. And hold up. What's the owner's name?
Jed York.
Wait a minute.
Jed York. You listen to this, Jed York. Make it happen, Jed York.
These are not marked.
Relax. It's all right, baby.
That was the shorter version.
Yeah. And we got to hear Willard and Dibbs again. This is.
Which one do you want?
Relax. Why don't you play the next one?
All right. This is on Brandon Ayuk regretting potentially leaving San Francisco.
I've been in this situation when I left Cincinnati. Now, we ain't talking about the type of money that he getting. I wasn't getting nowhere near that. But I was in, so let's clarify that. But I was in this situation, and I just always feel like it's better when you stay with your team. It is. They know you very well. You know them well. You go to a new team. Let's just say, for instance, you go to the Steelers. Who the quarterback? Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, and then they have a young receiver in George Pickens that wants the ball and is going to get his target. Y'all have to navigate that. They already have a system with the Niners where C-Mac gets his touches. Kittle gets his touches. Debo gets his touches. It's just different. And so I just feel like when I left Cincinnati, I was just like, oh, man, I should have stayed. And I think B.A. may have that if he was to leave San Francisco.
Man. T.J. Houshmandzadeh on with Willard and Dibbs
yesterday. He's riding hard for his boys.
Suggesting that If Ayuk ends up somewhere else, he may...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He may regret it.
Well, you tell me, we started the show with this, sure. DeForest Buckner. I think it's fair now that when he brought this up, TJ said it himself, the Niners might have that Super Bowl,
Still won. What does that mean? Garbage. Like, that is garbage to me. If they had DeForest Buckner, they might have had it. They didn't. They traded him.
How do you judge a trade then?
Klay Thompson didn't get hurt in Game 6. The Warriors would have won their third time.
What if Klay's an All-Star this year? Wouldn't it be fair to say, and we don't know what the Warriors do, man, the Warriors could have really used that Klay Thompson. That's all it's about.
No. I mean, of course you can say it. Of course, but it's like, it doesn't matter. He's not here. They made the move.
Well, the bottom line is, are they going, if they decide to part ways with Ayuk and not pay him, are they going to regret it? And if I'm telling you, and you understand the ideology behind, I can see if they don't have Ayuk that they're a lesser offense. They still can prove us wrong, but how do they get better without him? That's why I want this to come to a head, Steinie. Like, pay the man or trade him.
I told you what I want.
The Friends reference was gold.
I told you what I want. I want him. I want Ayuk gone. I want Trent Williams gone. And then I want him to win the Super Bowl.
But that won't happen.
You don't know that.
That's like saying I want Steph gone and Kuminga playoffs for the Warriors. That's not going to happen. Trent is everything in the trenches. Well.
Right. Right. No, I got you.
Okay. I'm out.
I'm out on Ayuk getting traded or not being in a Niner uniform. But where is this thing going?
You know, it's funny. And I went on Salt Lake City Radio today with my former partner, Sean O.C. O'Connell.
Why are you cheating on Goo?
We pre-recorded.
That's not about when you did
it. He doesn't call into a Pittsburgh station four times a week.
And I say your name all the time.
Not with his former partner, he doesn't.
Man.
Oh.
Seeds planted.
Oh, boy.
You wonder why I've been saying I like Salt Lake City.
Does it remind you of the bush?
No, it reminds me of Finland, like Lowry.
Anyway, tell us the story.
He asked me, how does the Ayuk thing end up? And I What do you think I said?
I said, don't have a strong opinion.
I said, boy.
Right. That is it. Oh, man.
I said, I didn't know.
Do you have a side right now? I'm siding with, I'm a Team IU guy unless I find out he wanted 30 or 32. And if we believe TJ, which I do, Steiny, all he wanted was 28. That's all he wanted.
That's a lot.
Well, they offered him 26. So now we're talking about $2 million. And I know Ogu is not Monopoly money.
Exactly.
Brandon Ayuk thinks more of his services than his employer.
Right.
How does that get resolved?
That's the question. I mean, that's the question.
There's losers both ways, I believe. The Niners won't be as talented. Brock Purdy won't have his weapon. And then Ayuk obviously wants to stay in the Bay. That's it. We know that now.
But
this is a lose-lose for both.
You're not allowing for the possibility that he could end up in Pittsburgh with $32 million and they win a Super Bowl.
But why hasn't that happened?
Because the 49ers are being ridiculously unrealistic about the draft picks they want coming back. You're right. I don't believe, I don't necessarily think the 49ers want him, but they don't want to pay him. That's what I think is going on.
How about what they want him for? $14 million.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
He's a good deal.
Is he
going to
give in? So maybe we're a couple weeks away or days away from him. We need the money.
Kane.
You met Kane at my father's party. Nobody cares.
It's a different Kane.
Yeah. Cane.
This Kane's like you. He's white.
You know, I just thought about this.
He said, anyway, Kane says you're not invited to the barbecue anymore.
Well, people do know you were named after a white guy, right?
Daryl LaMonica.
That's right.
Had an arm.
He was one of the greats.
Well,
oh, my gosh.
I'm trying to get Norm to call to better.
Don't.
Like, what percentage was it? I forgot the percent, but we were all stunned. And that's why I think it could be wrong. Then when Evan said ancestry, that hit a chord.
Holy Toledo. Yeah. Now, this is the one I really want to get to.
Super chat real fast.
Oh, boy.
Vince Galvin, $5. Guru's white, ? Can we get him a raise now, 401k, and let him sit in the power chair?
It's not based on race, the power chair.
No, just the 49ers pecking order, according to you.
Boy. Hey.
Boy, you stepped in it that day.
No, I didn't. I stand by it.
Don't.
You know how hard it is being a black man in America?
No.
And you've always had my back. I appreciate that. So when people, it's not fun to bring up the race card. It doesn't always apply, but we can't erase history.
Erase?
Yeah.
History. Good play on words there. I'm with you. Let's get back to Houshmandzadeh. Now, this is about Houshmandzadeh was asked, hey, is Brandon Ayuk going to come back if he has to and play on the fifth year?
The advice that I would give him, I'm going to be pissed off because this isn't how y'all have done business with your best players. They've always come to a deal, so you don't consider me your best player. So now the whole season I got to play on a contract that I'm unhappy with. So now I'm going to be unhappy, and you're going to see that at times. The locker room is going to see that at times. And it may get combustible because Shanahan is not a punk. Shanahan going to say what's on his mind. And you don't want those type of confrontations. And so that would be the hard part is if there's no deal and he has to play on that option, that would suck because I know as a player, you're just going to be so angry, so distraught. And again, Shanahan has to coach an entire team, and he doesn't want that type of energy in the locker room. And so he has to do what he has to do, and I understand that. But that I don't think that would be a good situation at all.
All right, can we focus in on that part?
All right.
If you're a 49er fan, and it's this, that even if you can get him, because what I'm hearing from Houshmandzadeh there is, if push comes to shove, it sounds to me like Ayuk will come in on $14 million at some point.
Mad as hell.
Does that scare you if you're a 49er fan?
It's the Kuminga.
Does it worry you if he's unhappy? I mean,
would it worry
let
you?
It would worry me. I'm being real.
And maybe he's not the best version of himself, not self-sabotage, Steiny. He's mad.
But.
And this played out in the open.
But if your choices are trade Ayuk for two picks who aren't going to help you this year, or pay Ayuk what you do not want to pay him for whatever reason under any circumstances, then maybe get him in here on 14. If he's a head case, we'll deal with it. Or if he's a problem in the locker room, we'll deal with it. And that's actually the best of the three choices.
For the Niners brass.
Well, that's all that matters if they have control. Right.
Who mentioned mutiny yesterday? We played some sound, the words of a possible mutiny on guys that side with them.
Do you believe that? I don't. I don't believe if they make IU come in for $14 million that the rest of the locker room will not be able to function.
A part of it. And that's all it takes to have a divide.
I'm not going to say you're wrong.
I'm going to tell you this, Donnie. I thought of Eddie D and I brought him up, and that was a different era. But the Niners, everybody knew that they took care of their own. My thing with this all is, partner, you are right. They can go to this extreme and make him play on that fifth year. But from afar, Steiny, do you really want that look? Do you want what comes with that? And do you want to risk not getting the best possible Brandon Ayuk? Because he's humiliated. He took it to this degree and didn't get paid. I guess I say all that to say, would the Niners come off just their organization looking bad making said player play on that fifth year? Because normally it doesn't happen that way unless both parties are like, you know what, like Dak and the Cowboys. He's already said, I'm excited about the next chapter. He's also got a paycheck before. And, you know, it's different than, do the Niners really want to look or be deemed that low as a franchise?
I would not think of them as low.
That was strong.
I would look at them as a franchise that's made a decision about this issue that they're not giving in on. And I would need to see what the ramifications end up being, if there are any. I do want to take exception to something.
All right.
The 49ers, Eddie D, they take care of their own. Listen, they take care of their own that they want to take care of. You know, they didn't take it. You think Joe Montana thinks that the 49ers took care of their own?
Wow.
You think Jimmy Garoppolo thinks the 49ers took care of their own? How about Buckner? How about Armstead? Like, that's the thing. I mean, it's a business.
Man.
And we may, you know, I mean, Ayuk may not be part of the future. That's the decision that they got to make, and then they got to live with it. Plain and simple. But my question to 49er fans is a little more specific at 888-957-9570. Of all the options available, all right, you pay him 30. I mean, let's assume most people, if Jed York said, fine, let's pay him 30, that's always the number one option. But when we're talking about making him play for 14 or trading him for a couple draft picks, you guys tell me.
Play for 14 all day.
You guys tell me what's more risky if you're the Niners. 888-957-9570. As a Niner fan, do you believe that if Ayuk ends up in that locker room at $14 million, that the 49ers are asking for trouble in the locker room? I'm looking forward to talking
more about
that.
Our girl Lori from Phoenix, honey. Good life is not all rainbows and unicorns. I'm not saying it is, Lori, but I do wonder, Stoney, about that locker room dynamic and just from afar.
I mean,
like, boy, they really stuck it to Brandon.
Or some guys in the locker room are saying, dude, you're kidding me with thinking you're a $30 million player. I don't know. What do you think, 49er fans, at 888-957-9570? What's more dangerous? What would you be more scared of? Are you just getting traded and getting two picks back or a pick back or bringing him into that locker room and making him play for $14 million. Is that fraught with potential issues too? What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
He's, like, legit authentic. He's one of the nicest people on the planet, Steph Curry.
Right beneath Jesus.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. Oh, my gosh. This is an all-timer today. Our listeners are, they are on point. But it is all starting to make sense to me now.
I'm good now.
So I forgot to bring this up, but it, if you heard Guru talking about his ancestry, it's starting to make sense. Evan, I go have a quick one yesterday.
Oh, man.
I go yesterday oh my gosh. How did I not see it? I go to have a quick one yesterday with Goo. He ordered a Cabernet.
Evan's been with me. I just switched it up, man.
He ordered Cabernet.
Thanks to Mario Ellie.
Hey, man. Hey. Oh, man.
I'll tell you what, text line coming up with some doozies.
Dude, I didn't even think about them.
It's a content machine.
Yeah, man,
no wonder Guru preferred American Bandstand over Soul Train.
Please. Oh, man, it was a percentage.
Guru now. Right.
I tried to call Norm. He was out.
Guru now asks for the manager.
Oh, boy.
Get used to work in corporate.
That's too funny, gosh. Man. Well, Evan struck me when he said sometimes that thing could be wrong.
Goo is switching, Goo is snitching as we speak. He's now part of a neighborhood watch.
Well, I don't think that's racially exclusive.
Yeah. All right. He's trading in his caddy for a Prius.
Boy.
We could go on.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, man.
Man, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
That was, you know, it's.
He stops after Martin Luther.
That man.
I want to play this one more time. This is TJ Houshmandzadeh on if the 49ers end up making Ayuk come in, and he ends up coming in on the $14 million fifth-year option. This is interesting because I want to know what 49er fans think.
The advice that I would give them, I'm going to be pissed off because this isn't how y'all have done business with your best players. They've always come to a deal, so you don't consider me your best player. So now the whole season I got to play on a contract that I'm unhappy with. So now I'm going to be unhappy, and you're going to see that at times. The locker room is going to see that at times, and it may get combustible because Shanahan is not a punk. Shanahan going to say what's on his mind, and you don't want those type of confrontation. And so that would be the hard part is if there's no deal and he has to play on that option, that would suck because I know as a player, you're just going to be so angry, so distraught. Mm. And again, Shanahan has the coach and entire team, and he doesn't want that type of energy in the locker room. And so he has to do what he has to do, and I understand that, but that I don't think that would be a good situation at all.
Wow. So that's TJ Houshmandzadeh, who is tight with Brandon Ayuk.
And a former player, yeah, and knows the dynamics of one said locker room. How could anybody disagree with that or sign up, Stoney, for the possibility of that popping off? Because I got to believe if Brandon doesn't get taken care of, some of his teammates, just like at this job, you know, you ain't going to say nothing to the boss, but you would be like, wow, did that really happen? Did they really treat him like that?
Yeah, Houshmandzadeh is Ayuk's wide receiver coach. But a couple things there is, let me ask you this, Goo. We know those two guys are close. Do you think that's, I'm not saying he's firing shots, but do you think Houshmandzadeh is sending a message to the Niners that if you make him come in under 14, he may be a problem? Because would that enter your equation to make a decision one way or the other.
Yes, and that's why I use the Jonathan Kuminga comp. But more so, Stoney, not him self-sabotaging himself, just him not being able to be free and go out there and focus on football. So, you know, I think the Niners have experience, the other players, with Bosa's holdout, right? They have experience with Debo's holdout. So this wouldn't be anything new. It would just be the fact that, you know, Brandon Ayuk had a chance possibly to get up out of here, and he didn't want to go. So I'm going to ask you this because you kind of threw it at me yesterday. Are you telling me, Stoney, you wouldn't take $32 million to go to New England and not $28 here to stay where you want to be? Because that's basically what Brent –
That'd be tough.
I asked you that yesterday. Well, here's, had a great conversation.
Here's the way I look at it. So Ayuk is making $14 this year.
Yes.
And he wants $30. So that's more than doubling his salary.
Okay.
So I'm envisioning if somebody says, Stiney, we'll double your salary and then some, you got to work in Boston. Tough to say no to.
But what about the 26 that your said team is offering you to stay right where you are?
That's
a raise in itself.
I don't think that's there anymore.
Oh.
Well, but I don't know.
What we know and what it sounds like, they're not even talking.
Right.
That plea from TJ Houshmandzadeh was to York now to get involved.
Well, I'll turn it on you. If somebody told you, we'll double your salary and then some, you got to do radio in Boston. Your new career's in Boston.
But the equivalent wouldn't be Boston. Like the New England Patriots in radio terms would be like you having to move to the Midwest, like Nebraska. Because right now, New England is not a place you want to be. Like, the Patriots are not a competitive organization.
I'll meet you halfway there. Let's call it, like, Tennessee.
You got to go work in Nashville.
Right, but, okay, the team's got a pro team, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, Nashville. You want to go to Nashville or Tampa for double the salary?
I'd go to Tampa for double the salary.
But not Nashville.
Well, why not? I'd probably go to Nashville, too.
Is there any place you wouldn't go?
Yeah, Iowa.
Well, they don't...
Desmond.
Is there any NFL city you wouldn't go to? Even assuming you're a radio host, but you're going to work in that market.
You know what? I'm being honest, man. You talk about the... and I don't want to put this at the doorstep of Boston's, you know, black athletes and their experience in Boston. I think New England would be the one place I wouldn't want to go live.
Okay, that's fair.
Not the football aspect of it, but the stuff around it. That's just... I've heard too much.
Fine.
Jim Rice, a lot of guys, man.
It's fine.
And I like that really would jar me. Enjoy the money, but at what cost?
Okay. And you know what? It's a valid point. Maybe that's a part of the reason. I don't know.
Some saying now, Goo, that wouldn't apply to you.
Oh, my God.
Iowa might be the place to go.
I thought about the YouTube chat when I told that story. I'd have held on to it, Stoney. They are having a ball.
No wonder you've been asking the boss about Des Moines.
Gooper DeGene.
Oh, they on fire, man.
Let's go to Dave in Fresno.
Fresno.
Hey, Dave, how you doing, my man? Oh, my gosh.
Hey, guys. Thanks for getting me in, man.
Yes, sir.
2 points I'd like to make, if you allow me to.
Yep.
First point, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, well, where's the uproar for Trent Williams and him holding out? And, you know, he's 36. Like, he shouldn't be holding out, which I agree with. But what people fail to realize with his situation, and don't be mad at Trent. You should be mad at the 49ers for not preparing themselves to be in this situation with Trent, where if he does retire or wants to go elsewhere, you're prepared. Because right now, do you really want to see the offensive line right now currently constructed without Trent Williams? I don't think you do. So he knows that. He understands that. He's like, fine, don't pay me. You go out there with Moore and all those other guys that, you know, who are unproven and not, you know, they're not Trent Williams. So, he's 36, but he's the best you have right now. And my second point is that with Ayuk, last time I checked, we got Debo. They re-signed Jennings. They drafted a receiver in the first round. They just went and signed Chosen yesterday. They drafted a couple of receivers in the fourth round. They brought back Trent Taylor. So, I mean, is there a rhyme and reason to all these receiver moves? Now, in a fantasy world, yes, you would love to have Brandon Ayuk. Yeah, you would love to have Terrell Owens. You would love to have that's in fantasy. Yeah, in the fantasy, yes. He'd be on a team, of course. He makes us better. But in reality, we're pretty stacked at receiver without Brandon Ayuk, you know? So it's I mean, when fans are crying for Ayuk, I mean, how much wide receiver help you need? We got McCaffrey.
You just brought in Robbie Anderson, though, with the wide receiver position. So you ain't that stacked. Robbie Anderson.
I'm just saying that's what the team's telling us.
Oh, okay.
Investing in that that what they're telling us, like, hey, we went out and we got pieces. And now you're saying we need, how many pieces do you need? Like, what's the plan for all these moves that they've done? So, thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, Dave. Yeah, thanks for listening in Fresno.
For sure.
Yeah, no, and I I'm not, he said you shouldn't be mad at Trent Williams. I'm not mad at Trent Williams. My only point yesterday, I know the situations are a little different, but I don't make a distinction between what Trent Williams is doing and what Ayuk's doing. They're both, like, Brandon Ayuk wants more money. So he's taking a course of action. And Trent Williams wants more money. And he's taken his course of action.
Man.
So my only point was, if you're a person out there, a fan out there that's kind of calling Ayuk selfish or calling Ayuk a diva, I think the same thing about Trent Williams. I do. That's just me.
But at the end of the day, what does it mean? You know, it means nothing.
Right.
Wherever you are, as far as a Niner fan, the bottom line is, who's going to be in pads come week one against the Jets Monday night?
I don't know.
No, and that's what's, I was laughing at you like, man, wake up, Steiny, when you were talking about hardball with Trent. But if you're telling me those fines can't be, they can't play with the fines, they'll find a way to play with that money, I have to believe. But there's no way they do a doubleheader of telling said player, we're not giving you your chicken.
It would be gutsy.
And what did Kawakami say? So you knew since March, TK, from The Athletic, the Niners knew since March that Trent was not happy with this deal. I'll just throw it to you and Evan. Why do you think they're in the slow lane? Why haven't they done anything?
Are you saying there's a sense of urgency as you begin the preseason to get CD done?
No.
No? Why do you say that?
I went to high school or I went to college. I don't know why I said it, but I'm just saying I don't know. I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done.
It's a long-standing tradition.
Pick any reason you want. I said no boo 2 days ago. Give that as a reason.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's the only way I can answer it. The 49ers maybe don't feel a sense of urgency right now about Trent Williams.
So you and I, unless you're holding something, partner, from me, we haven't coached. We haven't, been NFL executives. What part of preseason is here tomorrow? Don't we understand to where this thing is? It's late early.
That's where I think.
For Trent, is
you're using your judgment as opposed to the team's judgment. I don't think they think
Ayuk has not been in pads. The longer you let the Trent either, but
pro?
I feel like he's 300 pounds down. Yeah. You put the pads on and go out there and throw him into the left or right or bull rush him. But Brandon Ayuk needs to do more than just being in street clothes or his version of street clothes, not in pads. That's how injuries happen. So I'm like, think about it just from that. If you're trying to be too, take super precaution.
You asked
you
me.
You want him back so he can put on pads and his body can get acclimated to it. Rather than, hey, Brandon, 2 hours before the game, here's your contract. Go out there and, break a leg. That's how injuries happen.
Good.
So they're playing. Everybody's playing with fire.
Okay, that's not yours. And many people agree with you. All I'm saying is, you asked me, why hasn't it gotten done with Trent Williams? And the reason I don't think it's gotten done with Trent Williams is because though you may feel it's urgent, or Ayuk even, they don't. They don't
believe. Does that surprise you then?
No, it doesn't. They went for longer with Bosa last year than they have with Ayuk this year.
But we always looked. Nobody said about the Bosa and Debo.
Because he kept it quiet.
No, okay. But I'm not going there. I think everybody felt like those two players were worth what they were asking for. There, I said it. Debo was this offense before McCaffrey. Debo was doing everything and was an all-pro. Bosa, it was nobody once said he's asking for too much.
Well, now, he was, apparently.
Well, no, he wasn't because the team gave it to him.
Well, everybody now is saying, boy, Bosa raked him over the coals. The 49ers lost the negotiation with Nick Bosa.
Well, but will you admit there's a line of people saying, Brandon, I'm one of them. If he's asking for 30, you ain't that dude. That's different than Bosa and Debo to me.
It's all very understandable. It's completely and utterly understandable to me. The 49ers, you may be worried. You may think it's urgent. You may think Ayuk's missing reps and it'll affect us in December. The 49ers have weighed it all. And apparently, they don't think it's urgent yet. Otherwise, they would make a decision other than the ones that they're making now. All right, let me just read some stuff about Trent Williams. This is from Joel Corey, CBS Sports, and he used to be an agent. Trent Williams is being... Trent Williams is being fined $50,000 for each day of training camp he misses. All right, so it's been 2 weeks. That's, let's say, 10 days. That's $500,000. There's an additional penalty. This is what I find fascinating. There's an additional penalty of 1 week's base salary, 1/18th of his salary, for each preseason game missed, with players signing contracts as unrestricted free agents like Williams did. My understanding is Williams is still subject to the 1 week salary fine, although his contract was restructured for salary cap purposes in 2022-23. Williams has a $20 million base salary this season, so an additional $1.1 million is at risk for every skipped exhibition contest. As a player on a veteran contract, these fines are mandatory and cannot be reduced or waived. The financial consequences for Williams run much deeper than the fines. A team can also recover a portion of a player's signing bonus. Now, it gets into more detail. Yeah. I'm just reading you.
I got to believe they can do that, but somehow they'll facilitate something to where on the back end, it'll wash the fines.
Okay.
And we're not trying to read. But just hearing that, if I had... Oh, like he's on serious street for real. As far as financial, there's no way.
Well, he certainly, whatever Trent Williams is doing, he hasn't scared the 49ers into acquiescing. So who's to say what he's doing is working?
Man.
Now, again, I wouldn't bet against Trent Williams coming in here. But
that's going to happen.
Okay, well, what? I mean, if you're the 49ers, I get Trent Williams is Trent Williams, but if you're the 49ers, we're not renegotiating. Come in on 22 or 2022, whatever it is. You got to come in.
At his age,
and we don't know.
And a career-ending injury, as we possibly said it, because of his age, he would never do that.
And that's why the 49ers may not want to give him guaranteed money, because he's 36. Frank in Atlanta. Hey, ATL. Frank, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys. So he's being selfish. He's 36 years old. They restructured his contract last year. And he wants more money because he's thinking about his retirement. But let's think about this. Kyle has seen that Super Bowl loss like a million times. And he saw Williams get exposed as a 35-year-old man at the time. And Ayuk did not perform to the level he had. Now, mind you, was he open all the time? Yes. But I think Williams is being selfish. And I think Ayuk should have taken the money they given him because he was offered an amount and he said no. And then they came up to his price and he said yes. And then he said, okay, wait, the market has changed. So I don't know. I'm with the 49ers on this. And I really think that an injured, older Trent Williams should not get guaranteed lettuce, as Guru says.
Wow.
And that's it. That's all I'm saying. I love the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Appreciate it.
I was going to jump in, Stoney, and ask Frank, okay, if that's your mindset, then what are your expectations for the year? Because if that's which way you want to go and you want your team, that's what you want them to do, there are implications on the field, bud. If this guy is not your starting left tackle,
or if he's not even available. Right, they're weighing it all.
Wow.
Like, here's, if I'm the Niners,
come on,
I see Trent Williams under contract for 22 this year and 22 next year, and he doesn't have any guaranteed money. I could see how they would say, you're not getting guaranteed money. You're not.
All right, well, give me 2 for $56.
We'll meet you halfway all there. Right.
You don't have to worry about it.
But maybe he's like, no, I want guaranteed money. We're not giving you guaranteed money. We'll give you a raise.
Well, something's got to be off if this is just not them winking. He's getting fined. So that's not – you read that from Joel Corey, Stoney? There's no way that this is part of the, hey, big fella, just rest. You ain't got to show up. Or maybe it is. I don't – again, it's all math, right? They could – you know, if the parties get together – they can make all that go away, Stoney, and everything's all good. But you got to believe Trent Williams wouldn't be playing tomorrow. I'm actually interested to watch that game tomorrow. And by next week this time, we'll have an answer on one will be in camp.
If you say so. Now, how much weight does that hold?
I have 20
just say
pounds.
You're guessing.
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
No, time's running out is why I'm ready to. I feel comfortable saying that.
When's the opener?
Monday, September. I'm looking it up. Yeah.
So it's August 9th.
9/9.
So it's we're a month away. Yeah. There's still a month.
But you want no practice?
TikTok.
I'll tell you
Boss
what.
Boss is pretty good on TikTok.
I'll tell you what. I would make this bet. Nothing's done by next Friday with either.
Mm.
So when do you think it happens, Tiny?
Yeah. Late August.
Before the start of the season?
So you're saying August. The prep week for Monday night?
Yeah, probably.
Right.
A trade?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I think this is... If I would have to bet, just from what I've seen so far, I think it's going to continue to linger.
I think Trent's going to win and get his money. We'll have an announcement. But, Stoney, I really think Brandon Ayuk and the Niners... are dead set on him holding out week one.
But Ayuk's already shown he's not willing to hold out.
Right.
Because he's there.
Right.
But so wouldn't he be more inclined to give in as opposed to Trent?
Probably.
But what if he doesn't? Does TJ Houshmandzadeh sound like a guy that would just tell if Evan was Ayuk, hey, Evan, just, you know what, you did it to the fourth quarter, it didn't work, just go get your money.
Well, excuse me, the thing that confuses me does have to do with age, because of all the players on the team, I ran this by Stoney before the show, if you had to pick players you would want in 5 years, isn't Brandon Ayuk pretty close to the top?
Oh my gosh.
That's a good point.
Right there.
It's a good point.
But how would the Niners answer that? Is what the status is right now.
I mean, they'd have to answer that's correct. That in 5 years, who are going to be the
My point is that they pulled off a trade,
but
that wouldn't even been valid.
Well, that's because the 49ers don't think he's worth $30 million or whatever he's asking for. The only question I answered was, how long you think this will go on? I think I see it lingering. Like I don't see. I mean, I have no idea. We're all guessing, but. I mean, we're August 9th, and nothing's happened. The season opener September 9th.
It's becoming weird.
Why would some... It isn't really weird. When did Bosa sign?
But yeah, right before week one.
Okay. So, again, I have no idea, but all I'm saying is...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.